HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. It's a brand new year and I thought I'd start off 2021 with a topic that's kind of close to my heart. You see, I grew up watching the beginning of the internet, or the World Wide Web as it's often called. In 2021, we are headed towards ending this concept once and for all. Now, it might not happen in the next 12 months, but many experts agree that it will almost certainly happen in future. In fact, the web even has a fancy term for this. It's called the splinternet. And many would say that it was kind of inevitable. I mean, human beings couldn't survive on one landmass, right? We had to split the world into countries. Why would we be able to survive together on cyberspace? Anyway, what is the splinternet, right? You see, the internet was basically just a web of computers that connect with each other and hence give us access to data that is spread across the world. Now, so far, we had two versions of this internet. There was the Chinese internet and the American internet. So the Chinese internet, of course, runs behind the country's great firewall and doesn't allow data to flow out of that country. The American internet, however, is the internet that we know in India, and it's pretty much the internet that the entire world uses. It includes Google, Facebook, Twitter, and pretty much any big tech firm that you can think of, from Apple, Samsung, and so on and so forth. Of course, Samsung is not an American country, but it falls in that same version of the internet. Now, with the splinternet, we're going towards a world where there are four or five different kinds of internet. There's of course the Chinese and American versions, but there's also a version that's coming up in India because of the way our government is regulating things. There's a version that's being built by Europe because of the way they are regulating things. Heck, Russia has even talked about cutting off the country from the World Wide Web. Essentially, governments are moving towards taking the worldwide part out of the web. And we will be left with a version of the internet that's not really a web of connected computers across the world. Why is this happening? The reasons actually change across the planet in a way. For example, Europe is leading the world in regulations around privacy and how big tech should be taxed, and they're coming up with regulations around that. Now, of course, everybody will take cues from Europe as well, but what the EU comes up with will sort of define how the internet works within that country. In America, we have big antitrust cases against Facebook and Google that have been registered at the end of 2020, and I spoke about them in the last few episodes. Those cases will determine how big tech functions in those countries. In India, on the other hand, we are taking a more China-esque approach, but with slight changes. Most experts agree that most of the regulations that will come down in India will be driven by nationalism. So we are trying to keep our data within our borders. They're saying it affects national security, it affects national sovereignty, and to a large extent, we are actually right, because once your data goes out of your borders, it's going to be much more difficult for the country's government to have control over that. And it is actually a valid concern in a way. Having said that, a lot of our rules are also things that people may not consider valid. For example, we have suggestions that force big companies to share their data with Indian companies and hence have the Indian ones benefit from their success. This is not something that everybody might like. Of course, this is not a law yet, it has only been proposed. But you can see the direction that we're taking. Now, why does the splinternet really matter to all of us, right? In the internet we had so far, we had access to data that was kept somewhere else in the world. And what it essentially allowed us was to gain a lot of access to things that we didn't access before. We could access knowledge from different countries, we could access education from different colleges which were not in our countries, we could access certain kinds of healthcare, We could access different kinds of e-commerce deliveries and so on and so forth. However, with the splinternet, countries are trying to essentially bring the internet within their borders. And that means that a lot of that might go out. If you've ever been to China, you know what I mean. The first thing you realize when you go there is that Google stops working. All Google services, pretty much all Google services stop working. So you can't do Google search, Android phones do not work perfectly, and so on and so forth. And the reason all of that happens is because Google just cannot take its entire infrastructure from America and set up a whole new version in China to run within the country. It's just too expensive and Google probably does not see the value in it. And that's the problem with the splinternet. It essentially takes away the essence of the internet and confines what you can do with it. Imagine if tomorrow Netflix has to make sure that all of the content that it shows is kept within Indian borders. Maybe Netflix will also think that that investment is just too much for it and the overall content library will go down. Will you still pay $800 for Netflix? You probably will not. A big reason why many of us use the internet in India is because we get access to things that we can't get within the country. And the splinternet ensures that that cannot happen. So this is not really a subject that you can just, you know, take and say whether this is good or bad, but it's definitely something that the internet wasn't meant to be. Now, of course, governments have people who have considered all of this. So I'm sure regulations will come that sort of try to draw the balance. But the splinternet is something that very few of us really talk about. But it's a real reality. And in 2021, we should really look out for what this is and how this could impact our lives. So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.